This portion of the Morning Mess brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. It's Dial a Doc. And joining us here today, nurse practitioner from FHN in the cardiology department, Steve Harwiger, we're here with us today. Hey, Steve, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me. I know February coming up, just a couple days, it's National Heart Month. But when you talk about cardiovascular, you actually talk about more than just hearts. Tell us more.
Right. The cardiovascular system is made up of course, the heart, which is the pump. But then there's also arteries and capillaries and veins. So together, all these help to move blood through the body, which helps to move oxygen and other nutrients to the tissues.
I know that coronary artery disease, I've heard about that. Tell us about it, and what are its symptoms?
So coronary artery disease is the buildup of plaque in the heart arteries that reduce the flow of blood to those to the heart muscle there. And most commonly, we see people developing new shortness of breath with routine activity or not being able to do the same level of activity they used to do, and sometimes sudden changes in their energy or tiredness levels. Of course, people can also get your classic chest pains with that.
And then is that the same when you talk coronary artery disease? Is that the same as having a heart attack, or what is a heart attack?
Yeah, so the symptoms of that, these two things can overlap quite a bit, because a heart attack is when there is a sudden decrease or stop of blood in that heart artery, whereas the coronary artery disease is the slowing. The heart attack is usually more where the blood either stops completely or just trickles through that artery. And we see more drastic symptoms usually. For men, we see that kind of classic central chest pain or tightness or pressure. It doesn't mean to say that women can't get that as well, but they are more likely, they being the women, are more likely to get symptoms of nausea, shortness of breath, back, jaw, or arm pain. Oftentimes, women will experience three symptoms, and we see that those kind of different symptoms can be present in people with diabetes as well. I would like to point out that 40 to 50% of people will have chest pain in their life, and only about 5% of that is from a cardiac problem. That being said, there is a great difference between all those things that can cause the pain, and that's why it's important to seek care.
Now, what is the most important things that you can think of and tell our listeners here that they should do immediately if either you think you are or you think someone else is having a heart attack?
Yeah, if these symptoms are new for someone, I would definitely say call 911 and go to the emergency room. I would not recommend them to drive themselves there. And I do say that, new symptoms, because some people that have had coronary disease and have already talked to their providers about a plan, and so they should refer to, what they already talked about with their providers. But if it's a new problem, certainly calling 911 would be the best bet.
We're talking to Steve Harwiger today at FHN. He's a nurse practitioner in the cardiology department of FHN. Steve, I've heard that really many times that the first symptom of having a heart attack is death. Is that true? Are most heart attacks fatal?
Luckily, most heart attacks are not fatal. The statistics vary a little bit, but it's probably in about the 2 to 3% range that the heart attacks are fatal from the beginning. That means that the vast majority of people get a second chance, and that's where we start talking about treatments. For those, we typically do treatments or do testing to see what the heart arteries are doing and see if they're blocked and see if we can open those up for the patients. And then we look at attacking the heart from many different angles, including diet changes where we emphasize fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. We're recommending monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats over saturated fats nowadays. So things like olive oil, canola oil, almonds, cashews, avocados, and salmon are healthy sources of fats there. People should quit smoking, avoid secondhand smoke, and recreational drugs. That includes marijuana use, as it has been linked to making the platelets more sticky and making those blood vessels clog up easier. I also recommend people limit their alcohol use. And if you have a heart attack, you will likely be recommended to go to cardiac rehab, just like someone will go to rehab for a knee, hip, or shoulder. We have a rehab program to get the heart stronger. Moderate activity of about 150 minutes a week is good to strengthen the heart back up and keep it strong. And of course, we have medications, but that really varies upon what is found in the heart.
Steve, I don't smoke and I don't do drugs, but everything else, you're lecturing me. You got to change my lifestyle. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, lifestyle is definitely something that a lot of people have opportunities to work on.
All right, what types of procedures can someone undergo at FHN's Judy and Virgil Bakker Cardiovascular Center at FHN?
Yeah, so at our cardiovascular center, we can do procedures called an angiography of the heart, where we can actually look at the heart arteries. We can do that in the legs arteries as well. If we find blockages in either of those places, we can use a balloon and sometimes open those arteries back up. And if needed, we can put a stent in there to keep those arteries open. If someone's heart wiring is causing their heart to beat too slowly, we can also place a pacemaker in there.
What about preventative tests and other procedures? Do you offer those at FHN Cardiovascular too?
We do have quite a few testing we can do to look at the risk factors and for patients. We can do screening tests such as stress testing. We have echocardiography that uses ultrasound to look at the heart muscle and how it moves, as well as the heart valves. We can do ultrasounds of the arteries and the veins, anywhere from the neck to the abdomen to the legs. We have nuclear medicine that can look at how the heart muscle squeezes as well and look for signs of cardiac amyloidosis. We can use CT imaging to look at the blood flow in the arteries, as well as the amount of calcium in the heart arteries. In February, we offer a special on treadmill stress testing and coronary calcium scoring. This special is $129 if it's booked in February and completed before the end of May. Using these tests, they can help give you and your provider a better idea of your cardiac risk.
And tell us, Steve, how can people arrange for elective cardiology procedures or tests at FHN?
Yes, for those specials, they can call us at 599-6860. But probably the easiest way is that our primary care providers are very good at determining if there's a need for evaluation or screening tests. So I'd recommend the patient start with the primary care provider. The providers here in our office in cardiology are always happy to help if there's questions in what testing should be done, and the primary care providers reach out to us on a routine basis for that. And then, of course, if the testing's abnormal, they'll get the patient connected with the cardiology department here.
All right, Steve. Great information as always. Great to talk to you. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
There you go. Steve Harwicker. He's a nurse practitioner at FHN in the cardiology department. It is February, National Heart Month. And that has been Dial a Doc here today, brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.